We have got Wes Gillingham on the phone with us right now. He is one of the founders and the program director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, an environmental advocacy organization dedicated to protecting the Catskill region in New York State. Wes, can you hear me?
I can. Thanks
for having
me.
Hey, Wes, this is Sam. Good to have you on.
Well, it's good to be here.
Well, let's start off, if you could give our listeners some updates on the issue of fracking. We've been talking to John and Natalie more about the movie, but if you could give us some updates, that would be great.
Well, right now, the political situation, as most people who have been paying attention know, the state is going through the they're going through the generic environmental impact statement, and that we haven't gotten a final document yet. And just recently, they put in for money to set up contracts with doctors to review the health portion of the SGIS and the new regulations that will go out. What the environmental community has been pushing for the last 4 years is for the DEC to contract out and do a comprehensive health impact assessment. Now, when I say health impact assessment, I'm not saying health impact study or health impact review. It's actually a recognized process by the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, and numerous national and international organizations. It's a process you go through where you pick out stakeholders and you have a public process, scoping process, in some ways similar to the SGIS. But the reason the environmental community has been calling for that, because there's a lot of information coming from other states where people and animals are getting highly impacted by this development. Mm. The state has finally recognized that there's a problem there, so that they're going to be hiring some other health professionals. Dr. Shaw at the Department of Health will be overseeing this. But what we don't know exactly how they're going to evaluate this, and they're going to be looking at their document. They're actually not going to be doing a health impact assessment, and that's what most people are upset about right now.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking to you after so much has been going on, Hurricane or Superstorm Sandy, last week's elections. I know local races can be really crucial in this conversation, and the role that town boards have played in putting moratoriums. And can you talk a little bit about Tuesday's elections and its impact on this conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a mixed bag during the elections. Industry threw a lot of money at the elections. There were races, you know, the race for Broome County executive, the person who was pro-drilling spent three times as much as the person who was running on a ticket against it. But there were both local races and state races that went, you know, a direction because of the fracking issue. And, you know, this is really the biggest environmental impact that New York State has seen in our lifetimes. And it's seeping into every aspect of life in terms of the politics, communities. I know where I live in Hills, it's really divided the community, and it hasn't even started yet. I mean, you've got people arguing and people putting up signs in one direction or the other. And it's really interesting, though, because industry plays it out as it's really split down the middle, but except in some very specific places in the state. You do a poll, and most people don't want the threat of their water getting contaminated or having to breathe air and having their kids getting sick or having their animals impacted because of this development.
Yeah, if you could just put a vote out there, you know, if you could just boil it down and just put on a ballot, you know, fracking yes or fracking no, it feels like the majority would be no fracking.
Well, and what's going on right now at the health department in terms of you know, dealing with Hurricane Sandy and the DEC dealing with spills and some, you know, situations because of the storm damage, we've got a little bit of a window here, or a delay, but what really needs to happen is for our legislature to actually, you know, go out in front of this and make some things happen.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity this coming up with this legislative session, if we were to get a moratorium, so that there was actually time to do a comprehensive health impact assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the biggest issues with the health impacts that's hanging out there that most people don't realize or understand, where these problems exist, industry comes in and generally, you know, settles with a landowner or an affected party and then gets them to sign a non-disclosure agreement. There's hundreds and hundreds of those across the country. And in Pennsylvania, you're seeing water impacts and air impacts in communities and multiple people signing these non-disclosure agreements. And we don't really know, because of that, what's going on there. Unless it's a very you know, public blowout or a spill or something that is reported to DEP in Pennsylvania, you don't really get the details on it. And it's kind of amazing in the world today that you have a development that's this comprehensive, the amount of truck trips coming and going, the chemicals they're using, and that they have the ability to basically keep their mistakes away from the public through the non-disclosure agreement. Signing with a landowner who has contaminated water or an animal that's gotten sick, settle with them, and then we never find out all the details to that situation.
It's unbelievable. I mean, another thing, just of recent events, Wes, you know, like in Athens where I live, we just experienced pretty bad flooding from Sandy, and then of course we all know about the flooding last year from Irene, and I think that's that should be also a really obvious point for legislators to notice the potential dangers now with flooding and these giant open pits of toxic chemicals.
Yeah, I was amazed a few years when they came out with the first draft of the generic environmental impact statement. The headline from the DEC as they did their press release was no frac fluid stored in open pits, only stored in steel containers or centralized containment facilities. But then you dig into the document and you realize a centralized containment facility is just a really big open pit.
Wow.
Of course, it's got an extra liner, though, so that makes it a centralized containment facility.
Uh-huh.
And then this last draft we got, they didn't even address open pits because they, in the document, it actually says, well, industry tells us they're not going to be using open pits. Mm. So they didn't set a regulation saying you can't use an open pit. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we've been playing with the agency for the last 4 years. It's pretty amazing the influence that industry has been wielding, both, you know, in the news, the whole claim for jobs. There's obviously a certain amount of jobs that are created, especially with restaurants and service industries when a lot of people and a lot of activity is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the whole boom and bust cycle, and it doesn't really add up over the long term. And then you add in the costs of cleanup and some of the health costs, and it isn't a win situation in terms of the economy.
Wes, you know, we just have about one more minute with you, but I'm wondering, just because we're sitting right now in Hudson and our listeners are mostly in Columbia and Greene counties, could you talk just a little bit about the impact or relevance of this in our listening area?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. Number one, you know, if industry does get their foot in the door in New York and they start moving across the Marcellus, there are other target formations. They will then go after the Utica Shale, and there would be a full build-out across both of those formations, which extends into Greene County. And the other thing is, one of the biggest problems that industry has is the volumes of wastewater that they have to dispose of. And those have, at least under today's law in New York, there's a really big question as to where that's going to go. Whether it's going to, there aren't public waste treatment facilities that can actually handle it, but there is no clear plan for where that's going. New York State is saying, well, industry will build some recycling facilities. They will build those things, all of which have the potential of being in places outside of the Marcellus. I mean, that's why Ulster County, tried to stop or created legislation to ban the importation of waste fluid into their waste treatment facilities. That's a really important step for communities to take to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
Wes, thank you so much for joining us today. If folks are just tuning in, we're talking to Wes Gillingham on the phone right now. He is one of the founders and the program director of the Catskill Mountain Keeper. Thank you, Wes.
And we'll see you Wednesday, Wes, at Crossroads.
All right.